details.
Crowded backyard, everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened.
That's the way a backyard ought to be used. A lot of laughing, a lot of partying, a lot of getting together, a lot of family memories, a lot of family activities. And that's what I want to talk about right now. Listen, I've asked y'all and I've encouraged y'all to take a look at your house as if you're a bird flying over it at 100 feet. You're looking straight down on it. You're seeing your property boundaries. You're seeing your roof line where it sets back, and you're seeing your back door. Okay? Now, as you're standing at that back door, looking out over the vast expanse of your domain, the backyard, start asking yourself, what makes sense to do what where? That's what we call activity bubbles. And when you've got the plan drawn down in front of you, you can just simply use a pencil and start drawing circles in the backyard. Well, I think this is where I'd like my sport court. Well, I think this is where I'd like my lawn area. I think this is where I'd like my outdoor kitchen area. This is where I'd like the swimming pool. Here's where I'd like the sand volleyball court. Here's where I'd like the kids' trampoline area. All along this side of the yard is where I'd like to put that garden or herb garden, vegetable garden. And don't settle in on the first scheme that you come up with. Go ahead and play with it a little bit. Like I said, use a pencil. Buy an eraser. You can actually get onion skin paper and just lay it over the top and lay it over the top. You can also do this, of course, with I'm sure various easy to use drafting softwares on your laptop, but I'm still more the onion skin guy and the eraser. But play with it a little bit as to the function of a room. And you heard John Jay and I talking about it in the 8 o'clock hour about that outdoor kitchen. I thought about my outdoor kitchen a long, long time before we installed it. And I decided to simply make it an extension of the indoor kitchen. When we have a football viewing party at my house, or the grandkids are all over Sunday afternoon after church, and we've got the barbecue going outside, we've got the crock pot going inside, we've got the lemonade stand, the cold drinks, the refreshments, the ice maker, we can literally open up our back door and the counter that is in the kitchen actually extends all the way out through the back. So we've got like this 18-foot long buffet counter that just works golden. It'd been more than a few meals served off that countertop, huh, bud?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, one thing that number two in our Arizona Republic article, when you're talking about don't settle with the same thing, when you do start digging, don't underestimate how much infrastructure you can put in when you've got your trenches open. Get low voltage wires run for speakers. Get your drip lines in. Get your gas line for any kind of outdoor barbecue. I mean, when you have... you know, the digging part done, don't skimp on that cheap infrastructure. I mean, I think plastic pipe, you know, 500 feet of drip lines is like $50. And it's pretty hard to overdo infrastructure.
Yeah, that underground sleeving to run that extra set of speaker wires or whatever it is, you know, just make sure you get it in and make it larger than you need it. We do a lot of 1.5-inch sleeving underneath future patios and stuff. And I'll tell you, one of the things I've learned with Jennifer in preparing for some of these shows is how those activity bubbles can change and how the transition areas in between those activity bubbles can change. Because whereas we at one point in our house and in our life at our yard, we actually had the vegetable garden isolated to one area. Well, one of the things urban gardening and Mel Bartholomew has taught us is, boy, you can break up vegetable gardening into a lot of different areas spotted all through the backyard and make it a part of your landscaping scheme. I was talking a little bit earlier about a west wall I have of my living room. Faces due west, up against my lawn area that we've always historically used as our flag football field, our bocce ball playing court, and it gets the full unprotected glare of the summer sun on that west wall. And you can actually go up and touch that wall in the middle of a summer afternoon and burn your hand. So I've got a planter that is nothing but rock up against the house for about 3 feet. I don't like to put anything up against my foundation. It needs to be watered. I don't think y'all should either. The more water you put up against the foundation, the more problems you're begging to have in the future. So it's a little rock garden. Well, I'm going to extend from that rock or from that brick paver that I've got separating the rock garden from the lawn all the way up to my overhang fascia. I'm going to suspend either a cable or a number two or number three rebar trellis. And in that little rock garden, I'm going to go ahead and put some medium to low water consumption plants, vines, that'll give me shade on that west wall. And I'm thinking cantaloupe. John Jay's thinking grapes. And I can go with either one of those. But it creates another one of those opportunities where you're accomplishing several things with one selection. So those are the things we're going to challenge you with and about today. Let's see if we can. Let me try and sneak a call in here, okay, bud? Let's bring in Steve from Arizona City. Good morning, Steve. Let's see if we can squeeze you in real quick.
Okay, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call. I've got about a 50 by 50 backyard area that's block walled in. It's all rock landscaping. I have one pit bull, three coon hounds, and a Jack Russell Terrier. And no matter how big rock I put down there, they wind up kicking it up, getting to the dirt, and dusting it, and putting dust into the pool,
yeah,
as well as bringing it into the house.
I'm sorry to say, Steve, with that many pups, that many dogs, there is no dog-proof landscaping that I know of.
Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.